You're connected to CMN Network. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
Hey, there's a blast from the past, KDRVP.
Yeah, I'd say so. Good morning. How you doing, Mike? KDRVP, KDRVP.
Sorry about that. I had to grab a different battery pack. Doing great. Sun's coming up. Looks like we're going to have blue sky. Looks like maybe my backyard will dry out. I mowed the front yard twice, but the backyard's too wet. All this rain we've had, the very back of the yard accumulate standing water, and the rest of it was just squishy. At least we haven't had the floods like they've had everywhere else up north. There's like 30 counties under dangerous flooding, flood warning. I've seen videos online all over the state up north. Roadways out and cottages underwater. That's why I was asking if everything was okay where you're at up there.
WHCMN, repeater in Guilford.
Yeah. Back home, home QTH, the backyard was like a lake there. Finally subsided and soaked in, so squishy, but no more rain. Don't need any more of that. Unfortunately, I put Scotch fertilizer down to control dandelions, and that's all washed away. I pre-looked at the weather, too, when I laid that stuff down. It was just supposed to be, like, really light rain that predicted for the rest of the week, and boy, they sure were wrong about that. Just a weather bug thing, and the Weather Channel thing, and it's like, no. I'd be out there with a dandelion plucker. Up north was pretty flooded. They had two sump pumps running, sucking water out. That's how bad it was. I had probably about 5 inches of water, if not more, all underneath the cottage I pumped out from Friday all the way to Sunday, man.
WHCMN, repeater in Guilford.
Yeah, you're telling me. It's been crazy. There's a guy up north near Tawas that does automotive videos, drag racing and engine upgrades and engine rebuilds, but he's been posting videos of all the flooding up there and drone footage. Just, I mean, like 100 cottages underwater. One of them, the first level is completely underwater, the second level is above water. I mean, that's going to be some major deals for people, for insurance companies. It's just crazy.
That's horrible, isn't it? Absolutely horrible. Yeah, hopefully their insurance will cover it. A lot of places don't cover flood insurance like that. You know, especially when you're built really low at lake level, you know, water level pretty much.
KBRVP. Yeah, we purposely added flood insurance for our basement in case it ever flooded here. We're at the mercy of the sewer system. There's no sump pump or anything here. So it's a sewer system with the backup, which the subdivision south of us on the worst, right off of North Road, 23 and North Road. The subdivision south of us, they flood all the time. The city even added a lift station. But people were posting on the Nextdoor app that a lot of people's basements flooded. Some people, their sump pumps gave out. And right when everything's melting and all this rain we've had, their sump pumps gave out. And that's what flooded their basement. Crazy. The only good news I've seen with all this rain is Sanford Lake is filling back up. There's actually water going through the new dam up there.
Yeah, I seen that. And, yeah, you go over there and you can take some dam pictures and get some dam bait when you're up there for fishing.
Yeah, you gotta have a little humor out of it. It's pretty crazy. I called my parents, I was talking to them, and I was asking if we should get ready to build an ark or what. Oh yeah, all the lakes around here are full. My brother and sister-in-law live in Traverse City on Silver Lake. And the last couple of years, the water level's been way down. The year before last, it was so bad they weren't sure if they were going to be able to get their boat over to the boat ramp to take it out in the fall. It was down several feet. So my brother said it's full. The Great Lakes, usually if they freeze, it seals them off, and then if they get a lot of snow on top, it raises the lake level. So I'm sure the Great Lakes are up too with all this. They were saying all those lakes up in Black Lake and that drains into Lake Huron. And they were just over their bank up in Sheboygan, I think it was. Yeah, all the lakes should be full right now. Get off to a good start. Hopefully dry up. The next rain's not going to come till I think Thursday or Friday. So I'm praying that the backyard will dry out so I can get it mowed. I'm going to have to bag it. It's pretty long. I put the Scott's Wheat and Tea down too for the dandelions. And our lake, or our backyard's like a bowl. So it didn't go anywhere. Had a lot of water with it. I've got some left in the bag, maybe a third of a bag, so I got enough to do it again.
Yeah, same here. PB8RVP, KA8, all the up. Yeah, I bought a couple of bags, 15,000 square feet bags. I bought a couple of them so I could do up north too. And I bought a couple of bags of the Ortho grub, kind of like grub that's going to get rid of grubs and fleas, ants, ticks, and all that. And that's good for like 3 months, so I probably won't put that on until June. But yeah, I've got more Scott fertilizer. I found a place where it was fairly cheap. well, not cheap, but a little bit more cost-saving. Yeah, I'll probably have to do it again, unfortunately. KB8RVT, KB8LVF, Bay City.
KB8RVT, all right, made it to Bay City. Yeah, it's not cheap right now. Walmart was like $65 for a bag. My wife said, how much to pay for it? $35? I said, no, not right now. Fertilizer's going crazy. They said the farmers are going to have a heck of a time with their planting this year. With the prices being up and if they can even get it.
It's about $35. Really. Creep it up. It's the only thing that works, you know. You buy some off-brand, like I tried Menard's brand. I tried that. That only worked for like a couple of weeks, so that you could see it was already not working anymore. The grass is actually starting to fade color and everything.
Yeah, when we had our road redone in our subdivision a couple of years ago, they redid the grass from the sidewalk to the street and a little bit in our front yard on the house side of the sidewalk. And they just used some kind of cheap contractor grass seed, and it was full of all kinds of stuff, all kinds of weeds. And I put that weed seed down, and it really kept it under control pretty good. It's mostly grass with some weeds still, but if you look at the neighbors that didn't do anything, it's a disaster. Everybody's been complaining about it.
I know. You're almost better off for a little bit extra. You're almost better off having it professionally sprayed with liquid fertilizer and weed control. But I don't like to be locked into some stupid contract, you know. That's what I like to call when you need it, you know.
Yeah, I don't know if all the weeds came with the cheap topsoil that they used or if it came with the cheap grass seed. There was literally guys out there just by hand just tossing the grass seed out. It was a package deal. They redid the road, the sidewalks, the gas lines, the water lines, the sewer lines. Planted trees, the whole 9 yards, all redone.
And they should, you know, especially if they're in there excavating around, you know. But they probably use some contractor special, you know. Probably had a little bit of everything in it. Been in the soil and it's been in with probably a little bit of both. I'm almost to work. KB8RVP, KB8 all day up the block.
All right, Chris, thanks for the shout. Let's eat some cereal. Got my computer booted up. Patty just got home from Missouri last night at midnight. Back starting our computer up and getting working. So we'll listen out for your final and we'll say 7-3. Talk to you next time. Thanks for throwing that radio in, or at least the parts to it. KB8RVP, I'll be clear and listening out.
Yeah, makes a difference, doesn't it? Can't hear me with my window down. Yelling for you. Oh, Lord. Good morning to Patty, and also good morning to you. Mike, have a great day. You guys poke your head out every now and then. And fresh air. It's a beautiful day. 88RVP, this is 388LDF. Bay City at work. Clear. 73.
Currently connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Connected to CMN Network.
Bravo, Romeo Whiskey India, standing by.
You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. You're connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
Hey, where you at? You're making it.
Yeah, it's half gate, man. I tried to hook up right after I at the job site while I was still in Port Huron, but must not have reached it.
You're 100% copy, but it's picket fencing and a lot of white noise, so you're definitely going by some trees. You're going the back way home through K-Path then. I don't know if you copied me. You might be down at the bottom of a hill or something. You're going the back way home, or are you still out towards 69?
I just passed Riley Center exit, which is, that's Passport here, K-Path. Yeah, I'm right on 69 still, at number 24.
So, you're in a gray area right now. With that other antenna, you'd probably be almost full quieting. There's that much of a difference in gain with that other antenna. So it's a noticeable difference when you run that higher gain antenna for sure. But you're making the system.
Connected to CMN network.
Yeah, that's cool. I didn't get the delivery notice that where I managed to today.
You did what now?
I said I got the delivery notice that the antenna that was lost in transit was delivered today. Right now I'm coming up the K-Pack Road on exit 176 on 69. But yeah, that antenna got delivered today.
Well, hopefully it made it with all its parts. We're going up north tomorrow up there by Linda's place up there. I'll be able to get into this repeater from up there. This one that I use down here in Vassar, and work the system from up there across the bay.
Well, I'll be back out for here on 6:30 in the morning. Actually, I'll be up there at
6:30. We'll be up there most of the day tomorrow, and then dive it home in the evening. So we'll be on the other side of Saginaw. We got this big circle we got to do. But I'll be monitoring the system for sure. Hey, you remember the girl at my place when you were staying there with me that called the cops on our dogs?
Yeah, I remember.
She got a fake name she's using on the Columbiaville page. It's hilarious, dude. She's so gullible. She fell for the crap I fed her, and basically, she said the old man only owned that building down there with them kids crashed for like 4 years. I said, then basically when she gave up the ghost, she said, I know the guy that owned it for 25. He didn't own it that long. I have to tell you sometime, it was pretty good. I was roaring.
A little static there. There's something about 25 years.
I'll tell you about it in person. Too much politics to the radio, but it was funny. You'll die laughing, you know. I was just roaring the whole time.
Yeah, she must be scared if she's using a fake name. She must be a real piece of work for everybody.
See, I went to school with the guy that I live with her over in Davidson, and I feel sorry for him because she got him under his thumb. I think the last comment was something along the lines of, man, as much as you sit there and take the drugs, I get it.
getting, I can barely understand anything you're saying, getting a lot of static.
You'll get it, like, look, when you're driving past a row of trees, especially pines, right now, and it gets worse in the summer. You'll notice in the summer when the leaves get real thick, you get, it's called picket fencing when you're driving by them. And so it'll go up and down. I don't know where it's located, if it's still located in the same spot. But they were working on, I don't know if they got it figured out yet, a different location for that machine. The thing is, it's line of sight. You got to get it up high in the air. KB80OE.
I hear you. All right. I'll let you later. KF8DVI.
Yeah, what? Well, before you go, how far were you Fort Huron side of Lapeer? How many miles do you think you were over that way? When you first started talking, how far on the other side of Lapeer were you?
Practically in Fort Huron.
I'm telling you, those antennas are pretty good. Even though they're counterfeit, I know they're counterfeit. Not one of them reads the same on that meter either. So, but they still do a good job. They're not as good as a diamond, but they do a great job. So they're money, you know, it's money in the bank, basically. All right, 7-3, I'll talk at you later. I got to get back to doing stuff. I ordered the parts for Kelly's tractor, so I'll be piecing that thing back together. Jeff's in rough shape. If you ever want to see him again, you might want to stop over there. I'll cut you loose. This is me, the 80OE.
Okay, I'm just past Illinois City now, so I'll talk to you later. KF8DVI.
You're connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Currently connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Connected to CMN Network.
And there was much rejoicing.
You're connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Currently connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.